This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Obviously, if you're in a market where only two or three shows are shooting, I want you to research those shows because, of course, that's where you have access. I also want you to take a look at shows that are in other markets, especially markets that are near to yours, and most especially any markets where you can work as a local hire, okay? Which means, for example, we had a guy from the Self-Management for Actors course in Los Angeles, this most recent cycle of the Foundations course, who just booked 9 days as a co-star on Hawaii Five-O, and it's because while we were doing this segment of the homework, people kept saying, yeah, I could see you on Hawaii Five-O, and he said, well, I can actually work as a local hire in Hawaii, and I said, your team better know that. You need to make sure that everybody who is submitting you on projects knows everywhere that you can work as a local hire. Local hire means that you can work as if you live in that market. And so for shows that shoot in places other than where you live, it becomes really nice and appealing to them to know that they can use you and not have to pay to fly you out, to put you up, or to feed you outside of what you eat on set. Because imagine if you're working as a local hire for a show that shoots in Atlanta, and you're actually based out of Austin, Texas. They're not gonna fly you to Atlanta, they're not gonna put you up in a hotel, and they're not gonna pay you for the meals that you have to go get while you're on your own because it's assumed you just go to your home in Atlanta if you can work as a local hire. Now, in most states, you don't actually have to prove an address and have like a power bill in your name, although some productions do want you to have a little bit of a higher level of proof that you have some residence there, but it's, believe me, it's a lot easier than proving residency for college. It is as simple sometimes as just having a P.O. box in that state so that you can receive your mail there, and you will have to pay taxes to that state, which becomes a little complicated. But if it's your first network co-star and it's a huge booking for you to get, the cost, even though you've had to spend money to fly yourself out, you've had to put yourself up or stay with relatives, and you're not getting the handy per diem, it's going to eat up all the money you get paid to work on that project. But if it gets you that tier jump, it's worth doing. So I want you to do this homework for any place that you can work as a local hire within your area, or beyond. I mean, like if you can work as a local hire, and especially if you've got work papers for another country, very important. Take a look at what's shooting there and do the research on those as well. So have at it, have fun. Let me know if you have questions. I look forward to seeing how this goes for everyone. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.